I'm Megan Lynch. O'Fallon, Illinois City Council members voted overwhelmingly last night to advance an extension of the 1% grocery tax.
This comes as the state plans to repeal its version of the 1% grocery tax as of January 1st. O'Fallon was just the latest Metro East city to consider enacting its own tax to replace it. Belleville, Shiloh, Fairview Heights already enacted their own new 1% grocery taxes. O'Fallon Finance Director Sandy Evans promises.
No resident will see any difference what they're paying now. So on a grocery bill, they're paying the same dollar that they're paying now.
She says the city stands to lose $1.2 million when its cut of the state tax goes away with the new year. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The tax could get final passage from the council on Monday, July 21st. Governor J.B. Pritzker's next lieutenant governor pick still promising supermarket tax relief despite all these Metro East cities backfilling the state tax with their own. When asked about affordability issues by our partners at Capital News Illinois, Mitchell said,
"The governor also, by the way, eliminated the state grocery tax. So every time you go and need to pick up groceries to feed your family, you're now not being burdened by state government imposing an additional cost on you."
When he was deputy governor, Christian Mitchell led some of Pritzker's hallmark initiatives through the General Assembly, a $45 billion infrastructure plan, adult use cannabis, and a climate initiative setting clean energy goals for the state. We'll hear more from him coming up this morning at 8:11 here on KMOX. The Kansas City Chiefs and Royals get until the end of the year to work out whether they'd like to stay in Missouri or steal a base in Kansas. Kansas lawmakers yesterday extended their incentive offer, which had technically expired at the end of June. Kansas Senate Minority Leader Dinah Sykes with KMBC-TV and KC.
I think there has been negotiations, and I think we are in those conversations with both teams.
Wichita Republican Dan Hawkins said each team has had a year to come to some type of conclusion, but neither team has. He says, get it done. Missouri is still in the game, having passed its own incentive package during a special session. A 12-year-old in custody after police say an 8-year-old boy was grazed in the face with a bullet in South City. Investigators say the kids were playing with a gun when it went off. It happened around 7:30 last night in the 3400 block of Cherokee. The boy is expected to be okay. Questions remain after a man is shot and killed in Farmington Sunday.
Austin Atnip was relaxing inside his Hilltop apartment when he heard gunshots ring out just outside his door late Sunday morning. He tells KMOX what he saw when he stepped outside.
"I saw my neighbor right across from my door holding the gun. And to my left, I saw Dravon on the ground, full of holes and bleeding."
Atnip says his neighbor told him to call 911 for a burglary, but Atnip says the victim's friend who dropped him off claimed he was there to visit a friend and was at the wrong apartment. He adds his neighbor shot up the stairs from the parking lot into the breezeway. KMOX has reached out to the Farmington Police Department, who are awaiting an autopsy report before providing new information. The shooter was arrested Sunday, but has not yet been charged. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Public Schools' plan to combine tornado-impacted student bodies is drawing a lot of concern from the unions representing almost all of the district's employees. They're all signing on to a joint letter.
Take-home message is we're better together.
President of the teachers' union, Ray Cummings, says it's disrespectful to leave them out of the planning. The biggest cause of injuries to city teachers, he says, is breaking up fights. And he tells KMOX the high school combinations will be like stirring a pot.
Folks are very territorial about the boundaries in which friendly territory you stray over that line, and it can sometimes spill over into violence. These are things that happened in St. Louis ever since I was a child.
In a statement from Board President Karen Collins Adams, she says that the school district is committed to working together in a spirit of mutual respect and shared responsibility, saying together they will prioritize the well-being of those who matter most, the staff who support students every day. In a layoff filing with the state, an outside firm which had been providing laundry service to Barnes Jewish Hospital says it will need to close its South Broadway plant at the end of this year. As KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports, the move is in response to BJC merging its laundry with another health system.
As a result of that move, the company says it will need to terminate about 92 workers at their South Broadway plant when they close it down at the end of the year. BJC Healthcare and SSM Health are combining their laundry services and have launched a joint venture called St. Louis Healthcare Support Services so they can own and operate a regional laundry in the Soulard area. BJC and SSM Health say combining forces in the new laundry project will allow them to bring 80 new benefits-eligible positions to the surrounding community and will provide certainty in providing laundry service for the foreseeable future. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.